Well, as we continue to monitor the progress of the farm bill, Bob Redding, who represents our peanut growers in Washington, D.C., gives us an update on the remaining issues left to be resolved.
Well, two issues, or actually three, are still outstanding big issues. The dairy situation with their program, supply management versus a different program. Payment limits still unresolved, and then actively engaged definitions still unresolved.
And surprisingly, despite the expected fight over the nutrition title, it's the commodity title that remains the holdup.
We're still in Title I, and it's been very frustrating. This process started in 2010 for the Southeast. We started in Troy, Alabama, and Atlanta, Georgia, for public hearings on the Farm Bill and Title I concerns. And it's been a long time. We even changed chairman since then and ranking members in the Senate.
Redding notes that one of the more disappointing hurdles has been the quarrel between the commodity groups.
This has been very frustrating for Southern commodities, and I can only speak for peanut. Of course, peanut and rice have been isolated to a degree in the debate early on by some of the commodity groups in the Midwest. And it's been frustrating for us. We don't try and tell them what kind of programs they should have, and we don't think they should tell us what kind of programs we have.
Redding does say that he expects the farm bill to be completed within the next 30 days. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.